Chapter 38, Forgiveness. Please review Chapter 30 on Forgiveness and Healing Power Revised, pages 425 to 438. Following are some additional principles and exercises. Exercise number one, 7 times 70. How many times do we have to forgive? Jesus said 70 times 7. Forgiveness is a long-term process with many layers. We forgive until forgiveness is all there is. For some, this is the deepest healing. It feels like a salmon swimming upstream. But the deepest suffering requires the deepest healing. Strength, peace, and wisdom result from this deep inner work. Exercise number two, let the story unfold and spiritualize the story. Forgiveness involves letting the pain story unfold and spiritualizing the story. Letting the pain story unfold is your truth, and it is good. It is a part of the healing process, but don't stay there, as truth in this form at some point is no longer helpful. It repeats itself against our will and keeps the fire of destructive reactivity burning. Forgiveness is the water we need to put out the fire. If we let the story unfold and then spiritualize the story, we bring the story under our control and lay down a record. The stored record emanates peace, power, strength, and wisdom. We play that record when we need it, rather than have it play against our will. Exercise 3. Sin, guilt, punishment. One member saw his illness as a punishment. Another felt like a very bad person since he heard voices commanding him to kill himself. A third member committed a very bad crime and could not forgive himself, even though he believed God is love and he saw Jesus as his Savior. The core belief in these cases was sin, guilt, punishment. These individuals felt they could never change, that they had been given a life sentence of suffering. We can work against this by rolling the wheel. Practice any one or a combination of methods, including affirmations, service to others, and prayer. Ask for help from your higher power. The pain may last for a while, but chip, chip, chip. Continue your PMQ practice. While you may not experience immediate relief, just keep going. At some point, you will. Exercise number 4, gentle compassion. When a negative person elicits a negative reaction in you, practice gentle compassion for the negative person and for yourself. Exercise number 5, prayer for forgiveness. Teach me to forgive others. Forgive me for my faults. Forgive me when I forget that I owe my life, health, soul, and everything to you, the source of all good and beauty.